Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that music should wake you up. Sorry about that. My hand slipped. Well, what can I tell you? Hey, I'm Larry Jacobs with the Slippery Hand, and how are you? And welcome to another edition of K-12 Education Talk Radio. We're thrilled to have you with us today, as always. Or maybe you're listening after on the archives. We know that a lot of people do, and we archive everything over at our website, which is education-talkradio.org. And we tweet out the direct link to the show at EduTalk Radio, at EduTalk Radio. And we hope you'll take a minute, go over there and follow us. We also tweet it out to our guests today. We've got NCEA, National Catholic Educational Association, and they tweet over at NCEA Talk, and we send it over there as well. So anybody who's interested can click on that direct link. Again, ours is at EduTalk Radio, and we also, again, education-talkradio.org, not an underscore, dash or hyphen, education-talkradio.org. Today's show, and I'm thrilled about this. I'm always happy to have them. They're good friends of ours. Okay, today's show is sponsored by SchoolReach. SchoolReach provides powerful communication tools for school administrators via voice, email, and text broadcasting. It's low cost, easy to use, and always there when you need it. That's key these days. There was another emergency, unfortunately, yesterday in a school in Sparks, Nevada. And I don't want to use that as a selling point, but my point is, with emergencies going on in schools, you need to be in touch with people instantaneously. SchoolReach provides that. There's no wonder why SchoolReach is used in 25% of Catholic schools across the country, and they're very involved with NCEA, and I think it's terrific. In fact, if there's never been a better time to start using SchoolReach. Any Catholic school signing up for new service between the months of October, which is now October 2013, and January 2014, will automatically be entered into a drawing to win an NCEA convention scholarship and go to Pittsburgh this spring for free. And Pittsburgh in the spring, great city, and the Pirates are hot. You can go see a Pirates game, okay? So if you sign up between now for SchoolReach, October and January 2014, you'll be entered into a drawing to win a NCEA convention scholarship. That's great. And also, I want to tell you, and this is important, don't miss SchoolReach's great free webinar tomorrow. That's Wednesday, October 23rd. So if you're listening on the archives, I apologize. You might have missed this. But Wednesday, October 23rd, we're on the 22nd today. You'll learn about increasing enrollment in Catholic schools with one of my favorite guests ever. She was from NCEA, Dr. Mary McDonald. At that point, I think she still is. She was the superintendent of the diocese for Memphis, and a better person you could not find in the universe, and a more involved educator. So again, Wednesday, October 23rd, where you'll learn about increasing enrollment in Catholic schools with Dr. Mary McDonald. The way you do that, you just go to, looks like a J.MP, it might be I, J.MP/Catholic enrollment. I'll read it again. J or I, okay, .MP/Catholic enrollment, one word, to register, okay? And check it out. SchoolReach is a wonderful company. They've been sponsoring NCEA for years. This webinar with Dr. McDonald will be excellent. And also, you can sign up for new service with SchoolReach and get a scholarship. They got a lot to offer. Check it out, schoolreach.com, if you want to go further with that, schoolreach.com. That's a lot to say, so let's let my guests do the talking, okay? Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I am just fine. How are you guys today? Let's start with Kathy. How is Kathy, who happens to be the executive director at the Elementary Schools Department at the National Catholic Educational Association? Kathy, how are you today?
I am great, and I just want you to know that all those SchoolReach people in St. Louis are happy because the Cardinals are still playing baseball.
Well, they're not going to be happy after Wednesday because I live near Boston and I'm a Red Sox fan. So
I knew that. That's why I brought it up.
and Brother Stephen, is he there today? He's going to be a happy
Brother
guy.
Brother Stephen
this week
is
too.
Down the hallway.
Well, yeah, tell him,
is,
go Red Sox.
I know. He's a happy camper. But we're both doing well here. And, Larry, we really
good.
Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you about our STREAM initiative.
Well, it goes without saying NCEA is always welcome here, that's for sure. Heather, good morning. You're project director, and I think you're project director for the STREAM initiative. Am I correct?
I am.
Thank you, Larry. Yeah. Thank you for having us today. Actually, I direct NCEA's new directions.
Sorry. I knew that and I blew it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No.
I got the two mixed up. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But our first initiative is STREAM, and we're very excited about it.
And we're going to talk about that. And, you know, actually, everybody know. I'll just give you a little lead here, then we'll talk about it a little bit later. But STEM is science, technology, engineering, math. Then there's also been that other one, which I bet you're STEAM, which
right.
adds arts. And now, because you're the Catholic Educational Association, it's STREAM, which I thought was pretty cool, and as opposed to STEAM City, okay, which is religion, the R for religion.
Right.
I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. And just
we think
thank
it
you
is
very
too.
Much. Yeah. and thank you very much. That's what the World of Education needs is another acronym.
We do. We thought that, Larry, actually.
Okay, so we're going to talk about two things today, the New Directions Initiative, and the first one being STREAM, okay, and then we're also going to talk about, and this is the first thing we're going to talk about, are the Seton Awards, okay, which NCEA sponsored on October 7th in Washington, D.C., okay, A, who received them, but please explain the Seton Awards first, and talk to me. Is it? You're going to have to help me here, not being Catholic. Is it Seton? Is that's a female, right? Help
right.
me here.
It's
help me.
Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, and
she's think of her first
she's
name. Thank you.
Saint Elizabeth Ann.
Thank you. And what did she do? Let's talk about her first before we go into the awards.
Well, she was one of the first American saints, and she was.
Mm-hmm.
A woman who started an order of sisters after she had a family. So she had a family, and then she started an order of sisters, and that was in the Baltimore area. And her sisters went on to be great educators across the country, and so this award is named in her honor.
Nice.
Sister Elizabeth Ann Seton, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, is really considered, Larry, the mother of Catholic education.
In America or worldwide?
In America.
In the United right. States. Because she in Baltimore, they had some, she really founded several Catholic schools, and that started that, her journey, her religious journey. And her sisters still work in our schools and are from around the country. But she's very important. And like Heather said, many consider her the founder of Catholic education in this country.
In fact, Larry, she actually opened the first school for girls staffed by religious women in the country.
Wow.
So since that time, her sisters have educated and nurtured millions of students in our Catholic schools throughout the country.
And, of course, Baltimore, Maryland, Lord Baltimore, that was the first Catholic colony founded, okay?
Yes, yeah, Maryland, absolutely.
Back in the old days, right? Maryland was the Catholic colony where Pennsylvania was the Quaker
right.
colony, that sort of thing. It's interesting. Thank you for the little bit of history. I actually, in the back of my head, I knew that, and I couldn't put it all together, okay? So thank you for doing it. Now, in honor of St. Elizabeth Seton, okay, you held your October 7th awards in Washington, D.C. Who were the winners? Who received the honors?
Mr. and Mrs. Katzen from California, B.J. and B.B. Katzen, and then Archbishop Wilton Gregory from Atlanta was another recipient. Hmm. Robert Healy from Philadelphia and Michael Patterson from Seattle were both honored, as was Ronald Wolf from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Ronald really accepted on behalf of his father who founded a foundation. And then our former president, Karen Risto, received our President's Award for her work here at
yay.
NCA. Yeah,
it was
a very nice evening. Yes, she's very special to all of us. And
the
best part was we were also able to honor each of the honorees. They had a scholar. So a student in their honor received a full scholarship to the Catholic school that they are attending. And so to see those kids up there with the recipients is a great moment.
Well, you're not kidding. That's wonderful. That's terrific. And I assumed the awards were for outstanding work in Catholic education. Would I be correct in that, or am I jumping the gun?
You would absolutely be correct. They have done a lot. And when you hear the stories of these people, you're very humbled. Because
They've been very successful. Most of them attribute their success to their Catholic education, and then they are giving back to the church in these wonderful ways, mostly through foundations or gifts. And then again, these five students who were honored because of the Seton, these Seton Award winners
nice.
Received a scholarship. It's
nice.
Just, it is a wonderful evening of celebration of Catholic education.
That's great. That is great. How was the, now let me ask you the most important thing. How was the dinner? Was it good?
The dinner was great.
It was at the Mayflower Hotel here in Washington, and it was a great evening. Like I said, it was a great evening to be a Catholic educator and to be able to celebrate the generosity of these wonderful people and the good works that happen in Catholic schools every day across the country.
Someone called the Seton Gala, Larry, the Academy Awards of Catholic education. And you really felt like it that night as you looked across this huge ballroom and saw and hundreds of, leaders and teachers and philanthropists all coming together to support Catholic education.
And there had to be, if it was in Washington, there had to be a few politicians there, huh?
I'm sure you can't be in Washington and not have a few politicians in the room. I think some of them were actually the servers.
We had a senator who was there for one of our honorees and an admiral from our wonderful Navy who was also there to honor one of the Seton Award winners. So, yes, politics were well represented, but so was the military. So, like you say, it brings together a lot of people.
Yeah, of course.
That really have worked hard for Catholic school.
And you can pick one or just generalize it, but Kath, tell me what did they do to earn the award? Just generically or individually, however you want to do that, just pick a couple.
Right. Well, we'll start with the Kassens. Their foundation is supporting schools specifically. They're called Crystal Ray Schools, where the students. Huh. Who attend a Crystal Ray School, they work one day a week. They go to school 4 days a week. It's a long school day. And then they are able to work one day a week. And that one day a week does a lot of things. They work for corporations, people you would recognize. I will give you an example. Being from Indianapolis, we had students from our Crystal Ray network who worked for the Indiana Pacers or the Indianapolis Colts.
Wow.
And they work one day a week for these organizations, hospitals, businesses, and then that money that they would earn during that one day a week applies to their tuition. So not only do these students receive a work experience at some of the top corporations in the United States, but they also get to network and meet people, and they make money that helps pay for their tuition. So it's just a great win-win.
Nice.
And the Kassens,
Kathy, I assume these are high school kids as opposed to elementary school kids you're sending off to work.
Yes, they are high school. Right.
That was a joke.
And then they
that was
also
a poor
support...
attempt at a joke. Yeah.
I get it now.
Right.
But the Kassens also support the Miguel Network and Miguel Nativity Network, which is an initiative to support middle school students in Catholic schools, middle school students who might be at risk. And so they've
nice.
Just been out in the forefront. And what they did is an example of what all these people have done. They have given back. Ronald Wolf's Foundation, they have a great camp. They have a retreat house that they use, and children from all over Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh Diocese and really Western Pennsylvania are able to go there to participate, learn new things. So the stories are unique, but they're all wonderful in that these people are giving back to our students and
right.
really our future, not only for our country, but for our church.
It is important. I'm glad you're on. Just out of curiosity, what's the nomination process like? What do they have to, what happens? Who nominates them,
well,
et cetera?
The various people. For example, the Kassens were nominated by the priest from Chicago, whose name escapes me right now. I'm very embarrassed. I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, he founded the Crystal Ray Network, and they've been working with him, and that's who nominated the Kassens. Archbishop Wilton Gregory was nominated by his office staff because of all his contributions that he's made to Catholic education, and they just feel like he was an outstanding leader, so they nominate him. Once the nominations are received at NCEA, there's a super secret committee because I don't really know who's on it, who makes the determination
that is
who the winners
that is
will
secret.
Be. It is secret. Because they meet and they make the determinations, and then I find out when the world finds out, they announce them. So it is a committee of people who are leaders in Catholic education who make the decisions. But over the past 23 years, we've been able to honor over 100 people who have made significant contributions to Catholic education, and it's a great evening because sometimes we need to say thank you to those who have gone before us.
Well, I'm glad it worked out so well, and those people, congratulations to all of them. I mean, really, it's terrific, and they're doing nice work and doing a good thing. And I'm just thrilled that they were honored. They were honored so honorably is the best way to say it. It sounds like it was really, really a nice evening. So that is absolutely excellent. Again, congratulations to them. And by the way, NCEA, National Catholic Educational Association, is at ncea.org, and I'll make the point they do more than give out awards, and they're really, really, you're really changing things in Catholic education. And because I remember when I grew up, it was a bit different than it is today. Okay, and as I always say when I do these shows, I went to public school in Philly, but the Catholic schools were. They were an equal part, as far as I could always tell, in Philadelphia. Okay, there were a lot of them, and the teams played each other and all that sort of thing. It was a big deal, and stronger and better these days, and getting better all the time. Okay, would that be a good way to say it there, Kath?
I think so. And the other thing I would say is it's through the generosity and benevolence of these people that our Catholic schools give back to our nation, because our graduates grow up and do wonderful things for our country. And it is a gift from our church to our world and the country. And it would not happen without the generosity of these people.
And just out of curiosity, just what's the number of students now in Catholic schools? And I'll say it again now. Enrollment is increasing. Mary's going to do that webinar free tomorrow, October 23rd, okay, as I said earlier at the show. Obviously, enrollment's increasing. What's the enrollment these days?
We're actually doing our count now. It's usually we take it the first week of October, so the numbers will be coming in. We're right around 2 million, so I don't know, which side of 2 million, but it's approximately 2 million. And I know, for example, the Archdiocese of Chicago, this is their third year of enrollment increases. So there are good things happening. We tend to focus on the schools that close, and I understand, because that's always very painful. But there's a lot of good news in enrollment trends across the country, too.
Well, good, and I hope that trend continues. And one of the things that's going to make it continue, one of the people is Heather. Hi, Heather. Welcome back, Heather.
Hi, Larry.
And Heather.
We
are. Heather is
very excited about the things that are happening.
This is good. This is good. You've got a New Directions initiative, which you, Heather, are running. You're the project director over at NCEA. And by the way, they tweeted NCEA Talk. Talk to me about what you call STREAM, the New Directions Initiative, how it began, okay, what STREAM is, that's an acronym, by the way, STREAM, STREAM, okay, and just let's get started on conversation about that. That's pretty cool.
Well, of course, the letters, the acronym stands for Science, Technology, Religion, Engineering, Art, and Math, and it evolves from the STEM and the STEAM initiatives. Only here at NCEA and throughout every one of our classrooms in Catholic schools throughout the country, we believe that by creating the STREAM initiative, we are affirming what we know is already happening in our classrooms, that the faith that we teach permeates every bit of the core curriculum. But we also know, Larry, that leadership tomorrow depends on how we educate our young people today. And we know that while faith remains the heart, the living, breathing organism, the reason for our being, if you will, we know that technology is our transport to the future, and that we need to prepare our young people through student-driven learning, through their exposure to the very best we have to offer in terms of 21st century learning, to create for them the foundations that will not only enable them to move forward as people of faith and moral integrity, but also as responsible and talented citizens who can contribute to a global workforce.
You know, I agree with that 100%. Obviously, there's not much to argue. I have a question, though, which popped into my head as you were talking. All right. Basically, and Heather, I just want to make sure people understand this. We have a name for it now, STREAM, the acronym. That's cool and all that. But pretty much, I mean, maybe I'm wrong here, but I can't believe I am. You've been doing that all along, haven't you?
Well, you know,
this allows us to focus, but I don't want people to think that yesterday you weren't doing that and today you are. That would be inaccurate.
And it would be inaccurate,
right?
Larry, because so many of our schools are doing phenomenal work in technology and science and math, and certainly all of our schools, their, you know, faith formation programs are what brands them in such a significant and special way. But we know we're ready in many of our schools to step up to the next level and to really create programs that will help meet a need that's been described very factually by the year 2017. The global workforce, or the workforce actually here in this country, we're talking about needing 8.6 million more workers that will be able to be STEM trained. And we need to do our part, and we need to make sure that every one of our schools is doing our part to prepare our young people for the demands of a global citizenship as well as a global workforce.
And, Larry, I think that it needs to be known, you know, our engineering schools across the country are full, but they're not necessarily full of U.S. students. They're full of students from around the world, which is great. That's wonderful.
Yes.
But we want to make sure that there are as many U.S. students who want to be in STEM or STREAM education programs, that we want to make sure that if you're coming from a Catholic school, you have the background, the knowledge, that if you want to go to a top-rated engineering school or a medical school, you'll have the skills.
Exactly. And as well, that we know that by creating and enriching these STREAM programs in our school, we are bringing more and more young women into the fields of science, technology, and math. We are not gratified by the national statistics as to the number of young women who choose STEM careers. We believe by introducing these programs into the early childhood education years, all the way through elementary, middle, and high school, that we can turn that trend toward more and more women becoming involved.
And, Heather, let me ask you this, and I have two questions, okay? Question A, and I think when Mary McDonald was on, by the way, I want to give that website again for her webinar tomorrow. It's a j.mp/Catholic enrollment, one word, j.mp/Catholic enrollment, okay, because I went over there while you were talking to just double-check that out, okay, and that will allow people to talk about the increasing enrollment in there. Two things, and I think Mary McDonald actually brought this up when she was on the show. What is the percentage of non-Catholic students? Okay, and I'm driving towards something. Non-Catholic students in Catholic schools. There is a certain percentage who aren't Catholic. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. I think Kathy could address that because it really varies with your geographical area.
Exactly.
Certainly in the urban areas, there's a much higher percentage of non-Catholic students. But, Larry, Cardinal Hickey, the late Cardinal James Hickey, Archbishop of Washington, once reminded us that we teach children not because they're Catholic, but because we're Catholic.
Exactly. Exactly. And my point of asking the question was, as you move toward, and I think it's great, by the way, don't misunderstand, the STREAM acronym, I like that, Science, Technology, Religion, Engineering, Arts, Math. Okay, I think that's great. Okay, but I'm trying to paint a broad strong picture for you here. Okay, when non-Catholic kids go to Catholic school, which I believe they do. Okay, as we said, you know, there's a certain percentage. How does the religion? I mean, I would imagine the kids go to the religious class, right? And it just becomes learning about Catholicism, as opposed
you're,
to.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Larry. About 16% of our students are non-Catholic, and as Heather said, that varies. It could be higher. In fact, in some schools, it's about 100% non-Catholic students attending a Catholic school. But you're absolutely right. Everyone goes to religion classes in our schools because we think that well, one way, it definitely works as a way for the church to evangelize. But more importantly, in some respects, is that these students will know how to make good ethical and moral decisions, because that's definitely a skill for this century. You know, we have all this technology. How do we use it for good? You know, how do we use it well to help people in an ethical and moral way? So not only are they learning about our faith, but we hope that they're learning how to make good moral decisions, good ethical decisions. So all of our students attend. The other thing is, and I think Heather would agree with me on this, you know, about 20% of our students are from racial minorities. And we know that if a student from a racial minority attends a Catholic school, their chances of going to college increases dramatically. And so we want to make sure that we're providing them a great education so that every option is available to them.
But, you know, Larry, some of these statistics are very misleading. Because when you walk into our urban areas, Washington, D.C., you're going to walk into authentically Catholic schools that are 100% minority. You're going to walk into wonderfully authentic Catholic schools with 50, 55, 60% non-Catholic. But again, you know, young people who are brought into our programs that you know, participate in social justice, learn, you know, moral value, decision-making, are trained in the ethics of our faith, and we believe that they are better and stronger people because of their experience with us in the Catholic school system.
Well said. Heather, let me ask you something. Catholic schools, diocese by diocese, well, actually, like public schools, they're independent of the federal government, so to speak. In this case, independent of NCEA. Okay, they can obviously do whatever they want, but you guys are their leaders. All right. So how will you go about, I'll say, herding cats, so to speak, and get all the schools as online? What is NCEA going to do to bring stream to all the Catholic schools?
Larry, this is Kathy, and I'm going to answer because one of the things that our church teaches, two things that really relate to your question is the first we teach are that parents are the primary educators of their children. So that we really believe in that parental involvement. And like I said, I think we are among the few churches that have a big statement like that that says parents are the primary educators. And then two, another decision that making rule of the Catholic Church is a little bit different than people might suspect is that decisions are best made locally. So the church encourages schools to retain their autonomy to make decisions at the local level. The church says if not actually at that school in that classroom, then at the diocesan level. So it would be inappropriate for us to try to put everybody on the same page. So we don't do that. Instead, at NCA, we try to provide opportunities for people to learn more about these initiatives that will help students and, to be very frank, will help enrollment probably because parents, those primary educators, they're looking for programs that will teach their children to be faith-filled and will teach them to think and to write and to have the math skills that they need to be successful in the future. So we're just trying to lead and provide opportunities, and that's the best way we can help our schools.
And, you know, Larry, many of our secondary schools throughout the country are congregationally sponsored, and so they come to us with rich charisms from their founding congregations. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing for young people to be enfolded not only within the embrace of Catholic education, but also within the larger embrace of congregational charism. These young people will tell you at an early age, you know, if they're Holy Cross, they're going to tell you that they are taught to think with Christ. If they are young Jesuit-trained students, they're going to tell you that they are men and women for others. And this is a wonderful, wonderful kind of ownership that the congregations take of some of our schools.
And you said a word I'm not familiar with, and maybe I misunderstood. Did you say charism?
I did say charism.
Well, I don't know what that is. I apologize. I don't know that word. Help me out.
No, charism is the brand of the congregation. It is each congregation will have a unique charism, and that charism is how the faith and the works of the congregation are carried out specific to their own nature. So,
like a local philosophy of that particular church.
Right, right.
Yeah,
a charism certainly is. Yeah, no. Charism is a very big word among congregations because each one of them has a unique charism to their own founding.
Well, and just for example,
how do you, is it like character, C-H-A-R, or is it,
yes.
How do you spell it?
C-H-A-R-I-S-M.
Now I got it. Yeah, now I got it. Thank you very much. I never heard that word before. Thank you. I want to make sure people understand this, okay? And again, the Catholic schools can be independent, so to speak, okay? Well, I guess they are,
except
really.
Except in areas, no Catholic school is independent when it comes to areas of faith, doctrine,
right.
And the teaching of the faith. Then they are obedient to the local bishop.
Right, and I got that. My question was, okay, you got a lot of preschool. Then you have preschool, elementary, and secondary, okay? And I just want to make people understand that this is going to carry through to all three levels, and you're looking for coordination and collaboration on that. Am I correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Right. We can give you examples of preschools across the country. There's a school in Chicago where the kindergarten and preschool teachers work together, and every day when they teach lessons about letters, they're using engineering and math symbols. When they're teaching kids how to read, the first things they read are articles about plants, stories about plants. They grow plants. They write about plants. So project-based learning is a way that they can bring science and math, engineering into preschool and kindergarten classrooms. And you're absolutely right when you said earlier, it's not like we started this yesterday. We've been doing it, but now we're more purposeful in our selection of what we will do and how we will do it. We're just providing a little more structure and support to the foundation that we have already always had.
Well, you folks do excellent work, and you're going to continue that with the STREAM initiative and your new directions, and you got wonderful people working with you. We got to leave, but I thank you both. You are just wonderful. Thank you. I love having
you. Thank
you
so much, Larry. Thank you very much.
Did everybody have a good time?
Yes. We always have a good time with you, Larry.
Thank you. And from this end as well, and I heard, by the way, in the background some knocking. Okay, as we were talking, it was in the background from your end, and that was Brother Stephen. Tell him not stop hitting his head against the wall. Everything's fine. And even though our sponsor today is from St. Louis, okay, there is no need for Brother Stephen to get frustrated. The Red Sox have this one. Okay?
So. We'll be sure to let Vicky from School Reach know you said that, if she's not listening.
Oh, don't worry. I'll let them know. It's no problem at all. So tell Brother Stephen, no need to knock his head against the wall. It's happening. It's our year. Okay?
I will tell him. But thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. It was great to have you on, and we'll do it again real soon, I promise. Tell Barb I said hello, please.
We will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was my good friends over at the National Catholic Educational Association, and they got some great things going. And even though my good pals at School Reach are from St. Louis and the World Series starts with the Red Sox on Wednesday, I will announce that they got a wonderful – with a wonderful person. School Reach is presenting a great, great – free webinar tomorrow. It's October 23rd, and we'll try to find out if you can listen to the webinar afterwards as well. But if you go over to this browser address, j.mp/Catholic enrollment, you will be able to hear the one and only, the wonderful Dr. Mary McDonald talk about increasing enrollment in Catholic schools. And to listen to Mary for 45 minutes or an hour is pretty darn good, I got to tell you. She is just wonderful. j.mp/Catholic enrollment to register for that webinar. And I'll try to find out if SchoolReach is going to be able to give you access to that afterwards as well. I hope they do. SchoolReach is at schoolreach.com. They're wonderful sponsors of NCEA here on my show, Education Talk Radio. Just in case you don't know them, they provide powerful communication tools for school administrators via voice, email, and text broadcasting. Low cost, easy to use, but the most important thing, it's there when you need it. And there's no wonder why SchoolReach is used in 25% of Catholic schools across the country. You must have a notification system. There was another horrible shooting in Nevada yesterday. Again, not to encourage, not to use that as a springboard for anything, but it is important to note, okay, that these things happen, and you must have a good notification system. And unfortunately, that's something I needed to say today. Please, schoolreach.com. There's no better time to start using SchoolReach. Any Catholic school signing up for a new service between the months of October 2013 and January 2014, that's between now and January 2014, you'll automatically be entered into a drawing to win an NCEA convention scholarship and go to Pittsburgh this spring for free and maybe even catch a Pirates game, okay? Again, the webinar's tomorrow, j.mp/Catholic enrollment to register. And also schoolreach.com. Check it all out. Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Heather. You're doing wonderful things over at NCEA, NCEA.org, and the tweet at NCEA Talk. My name's Larry Jacobs. We're going to archive the show at our site, education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out at EduTalk Radio. Everybody have a great day. I know I'm going to, and go Red Sox. What can I say? Go with me, Brother Steven. Go Red Sox.